Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole fin slip. Acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent. For the book, yeah.
Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP does that for you, right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. Yeah. And all the chicks say, they want it through, hit me, and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you'll never go past the agitation. I'll baby wait in the back, I'll make it come so hard. You like, ooh yeah, dance skipper, you real fast. Dance skipper, you real fast.
Big Stats Franco, and you're tuned into the show that's got him looking. That's right, you're tuned into Big Stats Idle Hour. And speaking of Got Him Looking, that was Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFP crew, featuring our good friend Primo. We got a great show for you today. We've been hyping him up all week. We're going to be talking to we're going to be talking to Amakio Favor. He's a rock singer. We're very excited to be talking to him. After that, we're going to be continuing our segment of closing the show with the audio from the 92nd episode of Radio MSFP, followed by my interview on Connecticut radio FM radio station, Psych Word Radio. I did an interview there back October 30th on behalf of Skippa. So, let's get a listen to one of his songs right now. This is America, Amakio Favor with So Beautiful.
My thoughts
get lost into your eyes.
The stars above.
Can't compare to your smile.
Thought that I would take some time out of my day.
perfect way to describe you.
You're so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Hello.
Hey, you're live on Big Stats Idle Hour. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
We got a great show. We've been pumping up your song all week of Rebel Music. We're gonna talk to you a bit about that and some of the other stuff. Where can they find you online?
Right now, you can get, you know, listen to preview some music on my SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/ Amacio, A-M-A-C-I-O, dash, Favor, F-A-V-O-R. And I got some, I just put up a song called It's Over, like last week. And my Instagram is at Amacio Favor, Twitter at Amacio Favor.
Can you repeat that again for our fans one more time?
Yeah, my SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Amacio, A-M-A-C-I-O, dash, Favor, F-A-V-O-R. And my Instagram and Twitter is at Amacio Favor.
All right, and we're about to play the song Rebel Music. Tell us about writing this song. There's definitely, from my own past, an interesting line that stuck out about where you reference X Factor and American Idol. But tell me about writing this song, Rebel Music.
Man, actually, the emotion for the song took place after I had an audition. Maybe like 2 months ago, 2 months prior, I had an audition. I got an invite to audition for The Voice in Atlanta, because I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. So we drove down and we were in this warehouse for like 3 to 4 hours waiting. And then, you know, it's our time to go up. So we go up to sing, and like 20 to 30 seconds into the audition, they tell us to stop singing. So, and it was like the same process over and over for everyone that came in. They kept some people, but, I mean, I could tell that it was like a produced event to where they were looking for a certain look or for a certain, you know, sound or whatever. So I'm real soulful. So I guess I took it to heart that they weren't feeling it. So I think the line in the song is, you can take your American Idol, X Factor, and The Voice. The passion inside my soul is vital. So I was like, I don't want to sell out to a production, or I wanted to, at that point, I just was like, I want to be a rebel. I want to do what I want to do. You know, bump what everybody else is saying, because I know I'm dope. Like, I know no one can sing and write as good as I can. So I just, that song, the emotion for the song came from that failed audition. So that's where I came from.
And I can definitely relate to that. At the startup of each show, we play a song from the group that I'm in. And like I said, that line stuck out to me because I have a past with actually going on and auditioning for American Idol. I got to rap for Jennifer Lopez, and there is a lot, and there definitely is, for those out there who are listening. Amacio is dead on when he says, with these shows, there's a lot of production, you're encouraged to do skits, you know, to hype yourself up and hype up the character they're trying to portray you as. But I'd say a lot of the music that I do is probably a little, might even be a little too edgy for shows like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're real, they don't want any real emotion. I think they want to create you so they can say that they created you. Like, I don't know. It's just so fabricated. Like, I just think that's what's wrong with music today. It has no real emotion. So I'm on a journey to just bring some real passionate emotion. Music is too happy. I don't hear any. I mean, there's certain artists that add some blues in their music, but I want to take it back to where music can make you feel a certain way, like a real emotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I spent the last 3 hours listening to Bobby Womack and Otis Redding records and drinking whiskey. So I just want to bring some real emotion back to music. And it's so hard, man. Like, it's so hard right now because people don't even know what real music is. So
right.
I'm a rebel, man. I'm trying.
All right, so let's take a listen to this song. This is Amicio Favor with Rebel Music.
Like, I have a producer His name is Ben Trexel, and I call him Coach Trexel. He sent me some music, and like he sends me music all the time. Like I write lyrics and vocal production and melodies. Like melodies are running through my head like all day. So, and when I hear some music that I can that brings out a certain emotion, you know, the song pretty much writes itself. So, from the time I heard the song, from the opening guitar, I knew what I wanted to do. Like I knew that I wanted to make this a confrontational type record just because of the emotion that I got from the sound. And then from there, you know, I spent maybe a day just listening to the song and letting the song speak to me. And, you know, the lyrics just came out of nowhere. And when we recorded it, it probably took an hour or so because everything is, like, so organic, you know, like it's one take thing, you know, you just lay down the verse, lay down the chorus, do some harmonies, and I mean, it doesn't take long when it's organic, so that's the whole process. He sends me music, and, you know, I try to relate to it, and whatever emotion comes, that's what I do. And, you know, we're a pretty good team right now, so we got a lot of great music, man, that I need for the world to hear.
And we're going to talk more about that later. You got my cell phone. There's no need to blast you on the air, but I want you to give me a call tomorrow. We actually are doing a station compilation album this spring. And I was going to tell you about that at the end of the show, but said that I'm just going to put that out there now. How would you say that your upbringing has affected the type of music that you do?
Man, it's really weird because I come from a strong, like, Southern Baptist background. My dad didn't even allow us to listen to rap music, so all I could listen, he did approve of, like, soul music. And so from a kid, I would listen to music, and I didn't even pay any attention. I just was, because I was just burned out on gospel music, and we couldn't listen to hip-hop or rap at the time. So I grew up in Mississippi, in a small town. So all I could listen to that my dad and my mom would approve was like soul music. So from the time I was young, I would just listen to soul music and not pay attention. My dad had some records. I would just look at records and listen to them. And then when I was in college, you know, you're searching for your purpose. And I've always believed that I was created to be something special. Like, from the time my mom named me Maceo after James Brown's saxophone player, Maceo Parker. So I knew that I was different. I was always a loner, and I was always a thinker. And I prayed when I was in college. One day I prayed, and I had the same dream three nights in a row. And I was on stage performing with like Stevie Wonder, and it was like a big event. So I've just been going on that dream, on that vision that I had like 6 or 7 years ago when I was in college. So yeah, but you can hear the soulfulness in my voice. Like I grew up in the church. I didn't even start singing until I was like 24. So I sung in a choir, some, you know, backgrounds and tenors and things like that, but I never wrote or sung any songs until I think my grandma passed away, and I had all these emotions inside of me, and I started writing as a form to get these emotions out, and they became songs, and, you know, I've just been chasing that journey ever since. So that's my story.
All right, who would you say are your inspirations?
Oh man, dude, I could talk forever. Oh man, right now I'm in a Bobby Womack zone. Really hard. I don't know what it is about Bobby Womack, but his vocals and everything he does, Bobby Womack. Al Green is probably my favorite artist of all time. Bob Marley, Otis Redding, Donny Hathaway, Bobby Blue Bland doesn't get enough credit. Also, David Ruffin doesn't get enough credit. Like, all these guys have unique vocals, which no one can mimic. And so I try to just follow what they did as far as, like, not trying to be like what everyone else is doing, having your own unique sound. And James Brown as well. So that's pretty much, I don't know, I just love soul music. I love rock too. So, you know, Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant. I'm starting to get into Chris Cornell is really dope because people say I kind of sound like him, but I never heard any of his music until maybe 3 or 4 years ago after I started recording, so I didn't even know. But, you know, just based on that alone, you know, I like him. Foo Fighters are dope. Lenny Kravitz, Raphael Sadiq. I'm not listening to everything. Bilal, Music Soul Child, Dwele. I listen to pretty much, I don't know, all soul music. Not just like R&B, but I mean like soul music that really touches people in a place to where nothing else can touch them. So I just like soul music.
And speaking of the music that you listen to, I always throw this question out to all of our guests because we always get very unique and interesting answers. Sometimes even to shocking answers, is who would your fans probably be surprised to know that you listen to?
Oh man, that's tough. It's a rapper that was in Tribe Called Quest back in the day, that I think he's so dope and undervalued. His name is Consequence. But I don't even know if people even know who this guy is. But, yeah, Consequence is dope. Other than that, man, I don't know. I fly under the radar. I listen to Emily King. She's really dope. She's a young, like, songwriter. And probably, the biggest influence on me vocally coming up was the Canton Spirituals, a gospel quartet group. I guarantee you no one in California knows who they are. The Canton Spirituals out of Canton, Mississippi. The dopest, most soulful, rockish gospel quartet group ever. You should check them out. They really get down, man. They jam, like, for real. You should check them out.
YouTube link. I'd love to check that out. Tell us about this song, So Beautiful.
Oh, man. It's a funny story behind this song. My wife, she told me, she was like, you're a songwriter. You never wrote a song for me. You never did anything like in your music to show any appreciation for me. So, I mean, I just wrote the song for her. I mean, I wrote the song in like 3 days. Like, it was the quickest song I ever wrote in my life. Because when I heard the music, when I hear music, I don't try to make a song. I just let the song speak to me. And it's weird that I can't explain it. Like, when I hear sounds, I don't hear sounds. I can't explain it. Like, when I hear sounds, they speak to me. They give me words. It's weird. So first time I heard my producer, Ben Trexel, he emailed me the song. And he was like, yo, man, see if you like this. Like, he wasn't even sure about it. And from the first chord progression, I sung the hook from maybe 3 seconds into the song. The hook started ringing in my head to where I couldn't leave it alone, because usually I listen to a song and I don't try to write anything until maybe, like, I've listened to the song maybe 10 times to get a feel for it. I treat it as, I treat the instrumental like a date. Like, I just try to get to know the instrumental, try to hear which melodies and harmonies ring out the most in my head that are speaking to me the most, because sometimes I can hear an instrumental and I write two songs to one instrumental. So, but this one, it was so strong, it just kept following me and, like, haunting me. So when I wrote it, I sat down and wrote it, and the lyrics came in like 3 minutes. And then when we recorded it, we probably took 30 minutes to record the whole song. So it was super easy. And I knew it was something special because it was so organic. And I think you can hear it in the delivery of the song as well. So, but yeah, that song, I just wrote it for my wife because she said I never wrote anything for her. So.
And with that beautiful story, I would actually like to give you the honor to introduce your own song here.
Cool. What's up, world? My name is Amacio Favor. I'm a soul singer, a rock singer from Birmingham, Alabama. I grew up in Mississippi. And this is a great song I wrote. It's called So Beautiful. I hope you like it. There it is.
Give
That was a Maceo favor with So Beautiful. And if you're just joining us, we have him on the line with us right now. A great, very melodic track. I really enjoyed listening to that one. Tell me just in general, we've talked a lot about going into the studio, but tell us about, really your process when you're about to record a new song.
Man, really, the process is, I don't know, I just feel like I read about, like, another artist I love, I adore this woman with all my heart. Her name is Jill Scott. So she says, songwriting is a process to her. She likes to sit with the song, and so when I try to go into a studio and be spontaneous, it works sometimes, but I feel more comfortable if I can have the piece of music and sit with it for about a day or two, just to be familiar with it. I need to listen to it maybe 10 to 20 times, maybe 50 times, 100 times. I just like to listen to the music to get to know the music. When you get a piece of music, I feel like when you get some music and you really know the music, you got to treat the instrumental like it's a woman. You got to get to know her, know who she is. So when you do speak to the instrumental, it's like it's organic. It's a unison, and it's not like you can tell when songs are forced. Like I can tell when someone got in the studio and forced a song out. Like it just doesn't. It may sound okay, but it's all about a feeling. So when I write music, I try to get an emotion out. I try to get an emotion out of me first. So if I get the emotion out of myself, I know when people listen to it, that emotion is going to, convict them as well. So the whole thing is I don't even care about the words, man. I just want the melody and the vocal delivery to be so on point that when people hear it, they don't hear it, they feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Money wasn't an object and you could anyone around the world that's out there, who would you see yourself in your wildest dreams wanting to go on tour with?
Oh man, is it an age limit?
No.
Oh, well, probably D'Angelo and the Vanguard, or Anthony Hamilton, or Jill Scott, in the so-called like black music world, and then in rock, I would love to go on tour with Foo Fighters, Lenny Kravitz for sure. Any one of those would be, Chris Cornell, any group that he's in, Black Sabbath, or I don't know what else, those are, some of the rock groups that I think are, like, really soulful. So, but, yeah, that'd be about it. But if it was old school, I would love to go on tour with the OJs. I know they still do shows. All the legends of, Al Green, of course, but the people I think that are legends, a lot of them are dead and gone. Like, Bobby Womack passed, Bobby Blue Band passed last year. B.B. King just passed. I would love to go on the road with him. John Mayer, too. He's super dope. So I would love going on the road with John Mayer. But, most of the legends are dying off in my eyes. So.
Right. And that's really a sad state of fact because the music game has changed so much and I think so many different genres. There was their golden age of, and so artists really, you know, no matter what type of music, so even if you're doing, you know, up-tempo dance music, I think it's always important to tell a story.
Yeah.
Tell us about this song, The Other
Side. The Other Side is, man, that's pretty much where I live, man. That's the place I created. I just couldn't find a name for it, so I just called it The Other Side. First line of the song is, people, get ready, there's a revolution coming. Get ready, start running. We dance all night, sleep by day, embrace the light by pressing play. So that's, I live in the world of music, man. So when I press play, it just takes me to another side, to where nothing else matters, man, except for those melodies and those harmonies and the bass lines. Bass lines, I'm so in love with bass lines, man. Bass lines, that's pretty much, that's the other side to me. So, I mean, I have to work right now. I work two jobs. Like, it's, I'm trying to invest in my career. Like, it's super hard. I got a baby on the way next month. So the other side is where I can go to just, I don't have any pressure. There's no insecurities. There's no worries. It's a world I created for myself. Just listen to the lyrics, man. You'll get it. Just listen to the lyrics. So that song is so powerful. To me, it's so powerful. I don't know to anyone else. It might have a different meaning, but, man, that's where I live, man. That's where I exist.
And that's something I definitely can relate to. I used to work in a boutique retail store in Beverly Hills, selling greeting cards and stationery, and I would always say, this is the job that I take on to be able to afford my career, to be able to do what I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Amacia Favor with The Other Side.
Revolution coming, people, get ready.
Maceo Favor with The Other Side. And before I outro out this show and play the audio clips that I promised at the beginning of the show that I would play at the end of the show, we've enjoyed having Maceo Favor on the air with us. And we've really enjoyed listening to this music. I'm going to let him decide right now which one of these three songs are we going to do a bonus listen to right now.
Which three do you have?
We have So Beautiful, we have Rebel Music, and we have The Other Side.
Oh, man. You don't have this over.
No,
I don't know,
but
man.
It's kind of
like asking me to choose a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love all those records, man. I know I can't. I mean, I'm just listening to this to The Other Side. I don't know, man. Rebel Music is my theme song, so I'm gonna go with that one every time. I don't care what song. That song is my soul, man. That's my soul cry right there. So Rebel Music, man. That's my favorite song I've ever written in my life. First line is, I had a dream that God said I was chosen because the radio and the TVs are oversaturated with poison. That's the reason God said I was chosen. Like, that song is my life, man. That's my mission. So that's my favorite song of all time that I've written. So, yeah, I choose that one.
All right. Here it is. Would you care to introduce it?
Yes, my name's Maceo Favor. I'm a soul singer, rock singer from Birmingham, Alabama. I grew up in Mississippi. This song called Rebel Music is my soul cry. It is my mission. It is my theme song forever until the day I die. Here it is, Rebel Music. Maceo Favor, I have an album coming out next year. It's called The Rock Soul Revival. Again, here's my song, Rebel Music.
that was a Maceo favor with, once again, with Rebel Music. I want to thank you for joining us today, and we will be talking to you tomorrow to try to get you on our Big Stats Idol Hour Presents Idol Compilation Volume 3 album coming out this spring. So we'll be talking more one-on-one off-air tomorrow about that.
Cool.
I want to thank our guests for joining us today and remind you that you guys can listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour by going to BigStatsIdolHour.com or by going to our parent website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPInc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour or hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce. Check out all the projects that I'm involved with. And while you're there at MSFPInc.com, that's MSFPInc.com, make sure to scroll to the bottom of the page to that little yellow donate button. We're working on creating a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, benefits special needs children through music. So reach into your hearts and donate. Once again, I want to thank our guest, Amacio Favor, for joining us. We're going to conclude this show momentarily after we hear these two clips from one from my popular YouTube show, Radio MSFP, followed by an interview that I did on behalf of my music partner, Skippa, on FM radio station, Psych Ward Radio. You're welcome to stick around and listen. I'm going to mute the call right now, and once again, I want to thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's Matt Big Stats Frankel, and this is another episode of Radio MSFP. But before I continue, this is the new Big Stats shirt. This is the front of the shirt. This is the back of the shirt. This is the back of the shirt. Any questions?
If I'm being all the way honest, I was kind of dreading making this episode of Radio MSFP because there was something I had to address to the fans that I really didn't want to.
But before I do that, go down to the description link. Pause this video for a second. Go down to the description link. And click on my campaign video for American Idol. There's some things more important in this world than if Matt Big Stats Frankel wins the final season of American Idol. Now, don't get me wrong. If you guys tweet out that video, if you guys get the attention of the producers, I will compete on the show on your behalf for all of you. But I have a friend, you know her well from these videos, who's sick right now. And my energy has been turned to focus on helping her. I'm teaming up with Two Sides Magazine and SoCal Party to do a showcase to raise money for her campaign. If you're listening to the re-airing of this on Big Stats Idol Hour tomorrow, It'll precede this video, or the audio of this video, I should say. Anyways, this video I'm going to be marking as unlisted, but I'll have it on my artist page on Facebook, and you can click over to the link and get to that description if you choose to check out that other video about me going on American Idol. If I get the date soon, that's what we'll be talking about in the next episode of Radio MSFP. So till next time, this has been another episode of Radio MSFP. Peace.
And then when we come back, we are going to be airing a track by Skippa out of Hollywood, California. And this track is called Firepower. All right, this track is called Firepower by the artist Skippa. All right, guys, so stay tuned. Psych word.
Hey, I got that fire for ya, you know, Skippa. Has that fire for ya, William Mr. P, that's a heat. We're gonna get in once again. Got a lot of adrenaline pulsing through my veins. Don't want these intense feelings to evaporate. Think we ought to let loose another day. If keep it real with me, I'm gonna do the same. Just wish my crazy thoughts and wild dreams would dissipate. I don't need all these realist images running through my brain. I could deal without the pain and heartbreak. Wanna feel emotions of being loved because our huge commotion, have a body trembling, huh? And I love it, yes sir, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. I got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. On making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment, you see. Don't have the time to God tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that needs a such chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning every second of every day, thinking about constantly. You're always on my brain, thinking you need to break away and leave this melodramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm the same baby, you know I've been craving your body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I be wanting sweet. Something I taste, yo, peaches and cream. I'll make you see ain't all about sex, about love and respect. And promise you this, I'm gonna be the very best. And nah, nah, this ain't a test. Since I've gotten older, I've learned what to expect. Me, I'm more interested in long-term relationships, yeah. I'm damn serious. I used to love that FWB thing with no strings attached, with those types of partnerships never last. Getting closer to more than my life, I gotta settle down. Still search my queen, you know, to wear this crown. She got my bread to everything and never let me down. Let's head for a happy ending like in the Disney movies, pal. Just gotta find my destiny, willing to prove this all to me. But hey, this all happened in my dreams, who knows what it's really gonna be. And I love it, you know, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my crush out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. Got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. All making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Don't have time to God tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that need these other chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning Every second of every day, things are constantly yours on my brain. Needing to break away and leave this mellow, dramatic party. Come on, go back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm saying, baby, you know I've been craving your sexy body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I be one and sweet. So think I had taste, yo. Peaches and cream, I'll make you see it all about sex, about love. And reset, yeah, I got that firepower, power racing through my blood, blood. I'm bringing back passion mixed with affection. I'm making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Playing through my heart, gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that needs this. A tick don't mean a thing to me, nah. I'm saying, baby, you know, one of these days I hope to make it an actual reality. Come on. A girl can dream happily ever, can't she? Saying, let's get it. Let's get in that. Alright.
Cause you're proud as I got, as I got, as I got.
I got that, I got that, I got that fire for ya. Feeling motivational, sensational. Trying to fire my ass, you know. To match my O. Untraceable, but fixable. Try to catch me if you can. You slow poke. Say I set a pace with. Wherever I go, face all the obstacles in my way, jump over hurdles, I'm the go. I slay away the fans that walk at night, catch the ones who bring fire in my eyes. At least that makes sense. So metaphoric, I'm Sagittarius, who is spontaneous. I only act reckless on special occasions. My spit rhymes and flows, you know, be so potent. I got the potion. Worth holding, it keeps on growing. This passion burning within, underneath my skin. And I've come to win, so please let me in. I won't stop even when I pass the finish line. Finish up the script. I got tons of riddles, tons of stories. While y'all play the fiddlehead straight for glory. And that bit was a little sarcastic. Unlike some of these females, I'm not made out of plastic. What? At least that makes sense.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Skippa. And on the line right now, we have Skippa's manager, Matt Frankel. Matt, you there?
Yep, it's the one and only Matt Big Fat Frankel. And if the Matt image sounds familiar to you, that's because I was representing my label, MSFP, and the group I work with, MSFP Crew, 5 years ago when I rocked for Jennifer Lopez in the American Idol audition room.
And that's crazy. So let me just give the listeners a little backdrop, because we played Skippa's track, and you're her manager. And so I came to know you through Skippa and her music, right? You guys are out of Hollywood, California. However, Skippa has some kind of what was the diagnosis that she was given with her bone disorder?
It's called rhabdomyolysis. It's actually a muscular disorder that affects kidneys. I'm gonna send you an email later on, so you guys can put it on your site. We're gonna be having a showcase actually coming up to raise money for her GoFundMe campaign for her dream tour, where we're gonna be donating every additional dollar past our goal to Metaphoric.
Wow. So you know, and we and the listeners definitely wish her a healthy recovery with everything for sure. But let me just ask you, so you were actually on American Idol, right? And with Jennifer Lopez, and then what happened? You tried to start some kind of like weird beef with Randy Jackson. Is that what I understand while you were on there?
No, let me explain that. If for those who, as many of us do, go onto YouTube, if you go on to YouTube and actually look on YouTube, you'll see that the majority of Randy Jackson's comments dealt with me going on and saying my occupation was a freelance music producer.
Okay.
And I felt to spend more time trying to judge me on being a freelance music producer. And my logic behind this is, how do you judge someone on a talent that you've never heard?
Wow. All right, so before you even got to say or do anything for Jennifer Lopez and Randy Jackson, Randy Jackson was already trying to start judging you.
Well, I had done finished doing a little rap intro that I had done, just to shake things up in there, because prior to me, no one has ever really attempted to do anything top in the American Idol audition room. Yeah, we see on TV that, you know, Kanye's now for the next season going on there, but really, before me, no one's ever thought, you know, try to see if we mess around with hip hop in the American Idol audition room, what would happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word Radio Show. Now, if any of our listeners want to reach out to Skippa, her Twitter is Skippa Da Rappa, right? And that's SKIPPADARAPPA?
Yes, she can be found with that URL at both Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word. It was a pleasure having you on, sir. All right. Thank you very much. And that was Matt Frankel, and we aired the track for his artist, Skippa. So definitely big shout out to them and good luck for them. They are out of Hollywood, California. So with that being said, we have a gentleman who just walked in the studio.
And that was my interview on Psych Word Radio on behalf of my music partner and my artist that I work with. You know her well. She's a guest DJ'd and stuff. The one and only Skippa. Really, that's all I got to say. We had a great show. We got to hear a great rock singer, Maceo, come on. We're going to talk to him about getting on our station compilation album. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Big Stats Idol Hour. Catch you on the flip side.